I'm John Batchelor with Professor Eugene Finkel. Intent to destroy, Russia's 200-year quest to dominate Ukraine. These are the facts that explain how confusing the Ukraine war can be, depending on point of view. I asked the professor now to introduce Volodymyr Zelensky, born 1978, the prominent president of Russia now, of Ukraine now, against the Russian invader. He is a Jew. He's an entertainer, a comedian, who spent most of his career in Russia. He speaks excellent Russian. What do we need to know about him, Professor, that explains his patriotism?
Right. So Zelensky, and you mentioned the key facts of his biography. Zelensky is a very unusual Ukrainian president. So he's not a politician, right? He is a comedian. He's an actor, but you know, we tend to forget that he's also a very successful media entrepreneur. He had his own company. He produced films and shows. So he's not just a clown, as you know, Russian propaganda likes to present him. He's also a very successful businessman. He also a native Russian speaker. He speaks excellent Russian because it's his mother tongue. He comes from southern Ukraine. He's Jewish, and you're absolutely right. He spent a large chunk of his career in Moscow. So what it shows you is that there are many ways to be a Ukrainian, and being Ukrainian does not mean being ethnically Ukrainian or speaking Ukrainian. Essentially, what we see in Ukraine since 1991, but especially since 2014, is that Ukrainian becomes more a national affiliation rather than ethnic. Ukrainian become a national identity, where it doesn't really matter which language you speak or, you know, what your religion is. The key is a commitment to Ukraine as a state. So, you know, maybe somewhat in parallel with the U.S. identity, right, where it doesn't really matter where you come from, as long as you consider yourself as an American. It's not an ethnic term. He goes into politics because from his perspective and perspective of many Ukrainians, the politicians failed. The politicians for 25 years have failed to make Ukraine a functioning state. They have failed to bring prosperity. And since 2014, they also have failed either to bring Crimea back through force and to win the war in the Donbas or to sign a peace treaty with Moscow. And his thinking is that because he speaks Russian, because he's Jewish, so he cannot be like a neo-Nazi or, you know, an extreme right, as the Russian propaganda presents many of the Ukrainian nationalists, because he has worked in Moscow. I mean, he appeared on prime time, you know, New Year shows on Russian state TV. He would be able to find a way to negotiate with Russia. That's how he gets into politics and wins the presidential elections as a complete outsider.
And his initial entry into the office of president was delightful. I remember watching him with Tom Cruise, who visited him in Kyiv. There was a celebration about him looking for peace in Moscow or negotiation with Vladimir Putin directly about Donbass and Crimea. Do I remember that correctly, Professor? We have a minute.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. There was a perception that, you know, someone young, someone different, an outsider, someone who is clearly very good with the media, after all, that's, you know, his entire career, will come in and will sort things out with Moscow, and then allow the new generation, the younger people, you know, people who were born in late Soviet Union after the independence, finally to take over and replace the old guard. So yeah, that was quite a lot of optimism when he came to power.
The book is Intent to Destroy, Russia's 200-year quest to dominate Ukraine. Eugene Finkel is the author. When we come back, the cruelty. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.